Welcome back to Moments of Mystery, where every letter reveals a curious tale. I'm your host, KG Heartstopper, and today's story is a fragrant little puzzle tucked into an ordinary neighborhood. S is for smell. It started on a Tuesday. Just after dawn, the people of Maple Lane woke to something unusual. Floating on the breeze was a scent, sweet, rich, almost nostalgic, but no one could quite place it. "It smells like birthday cake," Mrs. Delgado said. No, it's lilacs, but not just lilacs. Like lilacs and sugar cookies had a baby," said Mr. Irving from across the street. By noon, the entire block was abuzz. People stepped outside, sniffed the air, and scratched their heads. The smell was strongest near the mailbox at the corner of the cul-de-sac. Yet there was no bakery, no flower shop, and no open windows with fresh pies cooling on the sill. That's when 12-year-old Nora, self-proclaimed neighborhood investigator, grabbed her notepad and decided to solve the mystery. She started knocking on doors, asking what people had smelled, when they noticed it, and how strong it had been. By late afternoon, she had it narrowed down. The smell was strongest near the abandoned house on the corner. The house had been empty for years. No lights, no sounds, just ivy-covered bricks and a squeaky gate. But now, it smelled like warm cinnamon in springtime. With her mom's permission and a neighbor by her side, Nora peeked through the cracked open back gate. What she found made her jaw drop. The backyard, once overgrown and forgotten, had been completely transformed. Flower beds, fresh mulch, trimmed hedges, and right in the center, a big clay pot bubbles in with something on a portable outdoor stove. Just then, a woman appeared from behind the pot. "Oh dear," she said, smiling. "I was hoping no one would notice me just yet." Her name was Ms. Tilly, the new owner of the house. She had quietly moved in over the weekend and had spent the past 2 days planting a garden and simmering her grandmother's old recipe for stovetop herbal syrup. The smell, she explained, was her welcome gift, an aroma meant to comfort and invite joy. The neighborhood was delighted. Mrs. Tilly's arrival turned out to be the most pleasantly scented mystery Maple Lane had ever known. By the weekend, she was hosting a backyard brunch, complete with homemade scones and jars of that magical syrup for everyone on the block. And so, the mystery of the marvelous smell was solved. Not by chance, but by curiosity, kindness, and one very fragrant recipe. Thanks for joining me for this moment of mystery. I'm KG Heartstopper. Don't forget to subscribe, and I'll see you next time for another curious tale.